Estevan. The Estevan Comprehensive School Alex football team played what Mark Schott regarded as their best game of the season Saturday in a 15-13 road loss against the Moose Jaw Vanier Vikings. Estevan jumped out to an early 7-0 lead on a touchdown by JT Schrader. Vanier scored before the first half was out and then added another early in the second half, and also had a single on a missed field goal. Estevan scored again in the fourth quarter on a long touchdown run by Truman Chaplisky, but couldn't complete the two-point convert or recover an onside kick. "The team played well," said Schott. "The offense struggled a little bit in the first half, but when we had to ramp it up in the second half when we were trailing, we were able to connect on some big plays." Schott noted Chaplisky started the season at defensive back, but shifted to receiver for the game and played great. Defensively, they had numerous tackles for losses, recovered a couple of fumbles and had three interceptions. Linebacker Brody Bembridge had a phenomenal game at linebacker, Schott said, with an interception, a couple of sacks and tackles for losses. Up next for the Alex will be a game at the Swift Current Colts on October 6. Teams in pentacompletions Estevan Minor Football, meanwhile, are nearing or at the end of their respective seasons. The Estevan Canet Club Viragos notched their first touchdown of the season, but lost 70-6 to the Moosomin Little Generals on October 1 at the Dana Quisenz Memorial Field at Woodlawn Athletic Park. Coach Mark Tribigger said the offense moved the ball well and was rewarded when Morgan Hay scored on a 60-yard running play. "We were moving the ball and we were getting first downs," said Tribigger. "We put up points, so that's a bonus. It was a relief for the offense to get a touchdown. The defense wasn't as strong as in the first two games of the season, but they did all right," he said. The unit was led by Amanda March once again, as she was in on many of the Viragos' tackles, while Maya Smith made an interception and had a few knockdowns. "It was a pretty fun game to play. We get along great with Moosomin, the coaching staffs do. The players are always pretty good to get along." The Viragos will play their final game of the regular season October 8 at the Melville Vipers. The winner of that game will advance to the playoffs. The Estevan Coldwell Banker Choice Real Estate U-12 Chargers posted another lopsided win on Saturday. The Chargers beat the Assiniboia Rockets 48-2. Coach Matt Skell noted the Chargers' defense didn't allow any points, as the Rockets' score came on a safety in the fourth quarter. Waylon Manti and TJ Thompson had three touchdowns. Jackson Kennedy earned his first score of the season and Elizabeth Bergen also had a major. Skell noted they had their backups in for most of the game. The Chargers, 4-1, will finish second in the league and will face the Ravens October 7 in Weyburn in their final game of the regular season. The Estevan Power Dodge U-10 Cudas had their final jamboree of the season on Sunday in Moose Jaw. The jamborees saw teams from Estevan, Weyburn and Moose Jaw play in minigames.